Let me bang you.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Kenny, man.
I let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, forget Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. A couple technical difficulties, but we're here. We are doing a show here with Greg Romero Wilson, waiting for Don to come. Well, I don't know if Don's ever going to come.
I was going to say, do we know what's going on with Don? Do we have an update on Don's situation, or are we just hoping for the best?
I spoke to him a couple times. He was in the hospital, but he's doing better. There he is. Holy shit. Wow. It's like you say the word Don Fry three times and he shows up.
Hey, partner, what's up?
How are you doing, man?
I'm alive. That's about as good as I can say.
What happened?
He gets knocked down, but he gets up again and never going to keep him down. All right, sorry.
Oh, now I'm going to kill myself.
My singing's that bad? I don't blame you. It is that bad.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
So, Don, what happened?
I got another infection, a bone infection. I get one every other year. And I go to the hospital and went to the same damn hospital I went to 2 years ago. And I told them what was wrong and they didn't believe me. So I sat in there for 10 days, you know, with them just luckily giving me pain medication. And then they couldn't find anything, booted me out. So then I went up to one up in Scottsdale and they knew me there because I was there a few years ago and they found it immediately and they treated it. But now I have a PICC line in my arm and I'm down at my buddy's house for at least 3 months. He's got to give me IVs three times a day, antibiotic IVs three times a day for 3 months. God, and then after that, I got to take pills for the rest of my life.
Well, you've taken pills, I mean, your whole life. So what's the difference?
Yeah. But these are antibiotic pills. So, you know, okay. I'm not the fun guy.
All right. Well, you're here. Now, you say you have a pit vine in your arm. What does that mean?
It's an IV thingy.
Right. So they can just plug it right in and it just
Right.
Well, I mean, the good news is your friend has good Wi-Fi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. Talk about a silver lining. I mean, yeah, shocked, I can see and hear you real good this time. That's great.
Yeah, shocked the hell out of me too. Yeah.
And you know what? That's a good friend of yours to take care of you. That's a good
friend. I'll tell you what, you're a great friend. I'm lucky. I've got about three or four friends that are really good friends. Yeah, they take good care of me. And I count on them for anything.
Now what about the girlfriend? She's not taking care of you?
She's up north. She's just too damn busy, you know, way too busy.
Yeah.
So my buddy's retired. So, you know, he's able to, him and his wife retired. So that, you know, I get 24-hour care here.
That's great.
Well, I mean, you look good. You look healthy. You actually look like you're happy. You're smiling. You look like you lost a little weight. So.
Yeah, I've lost about 20 some pounds, you know. And turn old gray.
Damn. Yeah, no, you're looking good, man. You're looking good, dude. Nothing's going to beat you, bro. Come on. This is Don fucking Fry here. Give me a break.
That's the curse. I'll never die. I'll just fall apart.
So my weekend, I had a bunch of shows, which was cool. I had shows. And Kelvin Gastelum came to my show, which was fun because I was like, he almost missed weight for the show. And I was saying, I was like, Kelvin's got some chin. He's got seven of them. So it was just fucking with him. There was a woman every joke yelling, "That's not nice. That's not nice." Like, you know, and of course her husband was like, you know, I was like, how long have you been with your husband for? She's like, 32 years. I was like, when was the last time she like blew you? And the guy was like, 32 years ago. And I was like, that's not nice. So I got her like, you know, but then there was a grandmother there that was like a hot grandma, like big fake titties, blonde hair. Like she was like 50 years old, so young. And she started like going in on me, like just answering all the questions. And then I was like, grandma, how much oxy are you on? What's going on? She had three granddaughters who were all like in their 20s, like hot chicks. So the grandma gets up, jumps in front of the stage and just starts going like this and like titties bouncing. Like this is of course my show. So I'm just ripping on her to death. And then the kids are like,
sounds like a good show. That sounds like fun to me. That's pretty good.
Kids are like,
show.
We can't take her anywhere. But then at the end, they were like, oh, we actually hate her. That's actually not even our grandmother. The whole time I'm calling her grandma, she's like, she's just banging our grandpa. And like, you know, that's his side chick or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So that's.
Yeah, I was wondering about your math. You know, you got a 50-year-old grandma and three grandchildren in their 20s. You know, your math is not that good.
No, 100% not that.
Definitely not adding up. So grandpa's got money and a big dick. Good for that guy.
Yeah, right. So that was that. And then I had some other ladies just yelling stuff. And then the shows were a lot of fun. And then there was I took my daughter with me. I took my daughter with me and I took my dad and me. So we like go there and we're going to like the splash pad. So my little 3-year-old comes up to me and my dad. And she goes, okay, who's going to get me a water toy? Raise your hand. Like.
She is smart, man.
Like, who's gonna get me a water toy? Like, raise your. I'm like, no, that's not how we ask for things. It's, may I please have a water toy, and no, raise your hand afterwards. You know, like she's just. But she was helping me sell merchandise too afterwards because it's funny. I'm selling T-shirts to say, putting out the first night does not make you a slut; it makes you a team player. Another shirt that says, "Don't smoke pot and drive; it will ruin your high." And she's in the front. So who wants a T-shirt? So she's selling slut shirts to everybody and like weed shirts. So that was good. Greg, how are you doing?
I actually have had COVID for the last week.
Fuck.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, luckily again, you know, vaxxed and boosted. So it was only about 2 days of symptoms. And then I was on the mend. So now those 2 days sucked, but not nearly compared to what they could have been. I never really ran a temperature. I just had the headache and it's funny. You can feel it moving through your body, looking for shit to attack. You know, it's so fucked up. It's like, it reminds me of the droogs from Clockwork Orange. They just have bats and they're just running through your body. Like, you know,
well, you're lucky you didn't have it though when you had a heart attack.
No, absolutely. And that's actually, it's one of the reasons they put me on certain medications because they're like, well, in your condition. So they gave me some antivirals that I had to take, but it, you know, so far so good. I'm on the recovery and I feel fine.
Oh my. So McCorkle saying that he can't get on because it says the host.
Is he clicking the button that I sent or the one you sent? He's clicking the wrong one.
Of course he is. Of course he is. Oh, here he is. So here we go. By the way, McCorkle was very worried about you, Don. By the way, he kept texting me asking me how Don is. So
no, he never texted me.
I was gonna say he has your number. I didn't go to the store.
he said he was. I gave everyone updates when I spoke to you. I called you from the bathtub. By the way, I was in the bath. I'll take a minute talking to you.
You know, there's some things I don't know. I need to know. There's.
Sean lost about 40 pounds too, by the way. So yeah, we're here with Don Fry, Sean McCorkle, and Greg Wilson, the dream
team. The team is back.
Sean, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, but not really. How you guys doing?
What happened? You look like you haven't slept
in. I was waiting. I was like, when you said I'm wonderful, I'm like, and the other shoe drops now.
Okay. You haven't slept in a couple weeks.
It's been a long couple weeks, man.
What happened?
A lot of stuff.
Anything you want to share or no?
No. Yeah, I mean, you know some of what's going on that I'd rather not talk about. Just a lot of it's been a nightmare, man. So
got it.
You're all right.
I guess. Yeah, it's life. So
Sean's the kind of guy, if anyone ever did anything to you and you want revenge on that person, McCorkle's the guy. Because he will stop at nothing. And whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 100 years, just so you know, Greg, if anyone has ever wronged you and you need to seriously get revenge at them, McCorkle's a guy. You should have been like a secret.
Sometimes it will happen for 10 years straight. That, like, I don't even wait to serve it cold. Like, sometimes it just, I always tell people, never underestimate the amount of time I have on my hands. Like, I will stay up late at night every night thinking, man, what would suck if it happened to me? And then I'll make it happen to you.
By the way, I ran into Dan Severin, Don Fry, at the.
Yeah,
I ran into him and I said, hey, me and Don do a podcast. He says he loves you, but he's very worried about you, about your life. He said does he ever tell you how much he's like worried about you?
About my life?
Yeah, about how you live, about whether you take care of yourself. About drinking and stuff.
He probably followed that up with, keep this between us, Adam, and Adam.
I was going to say, yeah, damage done, you know? Too late to worry about, no use crying over spilled milk, you know? Like,
yeah.
I can't go back in time and change all that, you know, take the cocaine out of my nose, so shit, fucking shit happened.
By the way, did anyone watch the fights over the weekend?
Of course.
Sean, you?
I didn't know there were fights over the weekend. They're doing a hell of a job of marketing it, I'll tell you that.
Don, what about you?
No, I'm with Sean. I didn't know.
All right. Well, we'll do a quick recap. So Curtis Blaydes and Tom Aspinall, it was the main event. Heavyweight, Aspinall's about on fire. It was in England. Tom Aspinall threw a kick, landed the wrong way, tore his ACL. Fight was over in 30 seconds. That was it. That was
back-to-back great main events for the UFC.
Listen, and let me tell you something. The fight before that, you know, Hermanson versus Chris Curtis.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, but I'm just to connect these two things. You know, it was for Jack Hermanson. I wish he would stop apologizing for fighting an incredible fight.
Yeah.
Because he just whooped the guy's ass. It's not his job to stand there and let the other guy hit it. It's not like he was running from him. He was sticking and moving. It was a brilliant strategy. Whoop the guy's ass. But at the end, Hermanson spends the entire victory speech apologizing for the fight.
Well, no. So what happened was Hermanson, exactly like Greg was saying, stick and moving. Chris Curtis, you know, has power in both hands. So it's one of those things where he's like, come on, stand right here and throw down with me. But not everyone is as dumb as Don Fry, but they're going to do that.
thank God.
So the other guy was stick and moving, running and kicking.
Beautiful. I mean, he was beating the crap out of Curtis. He'd get in, bap, 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 kick, side, top, upstairs, downstairs. And then he would just get out of his way. And it was driving the other guy crazy. But it's not like he was running from him the whole fight. He was just being evasive. Beautiful fucking fight.
Most of the time, people, you know, listen to a podcast. If you miss the fights, people will tell you what happened. We have to tell people on the podcast what happened during the fights. This is the only podcast where the actual hosts, we actually were telling the other hosts what happened. And the other guys actually fought in the UFC. Even crazy. One of the guys is a Hall of Famer. So that would happen. And then at the end of the fight, Sean, Curtis gave the guy both middle fingers.
He was mad. I'm like, fuck you, Curtis. Get the fuck out of here.
I love Chris Curtis. He actually fought a guy in his gym. A guy said he was a 200-0 kickboxer. Street fighter.
It's a nice even number.
The guy,
200-0. Very convenient.
So some guy walks into a gym. He's 200-0. He said he never lost a fight. And like a moron, goes into Extreme Couture. And it didn't go very well. You guys want to see what happened?
Sure, I didn't know it was on tape. That's awesome.
This says the media has been disabled. That sucks. I guess they like took it out. Let's see if the video. Yeah, so he beat the living shit out of this guy on YouTube. All right, so this guy walks into the gym. You know, and that's the thing. Like, you got to know that, like, this is just a bad idea. So that's Chris Curtis.
Oh, come on. Look at this meatball. Get the fuck out of here with this. Where did he find him? In a Pizza Hut? Jesus Christ.
That's John Strickland watching this laughing. Of course he is, right?
This is like bully beatdown is what this is.
So John Strickland looks more and more like Bill Laimbeer every time I see him. Oh.
The fight's over.
God, well, that's what a way to take that first loss after 200 victories. It's got to be hard.
Sean, did anybody ever come to your gym claiming he was a big street fighter or anything? Or
no, I invited several people. That used to be my constant, like anytime like the Jesse Parson guy or anybody that was going to kick my ass when they saw me, I'm like, dude, we don't have to get in trouble for doing this. Just come sign a waiver. You can agree to live sparring. It can be any rules you want. Like we can bite, we can do what anything you want. And then everybody be like, oh, I'll just wait till I see you in the streets. But maybe they like their odds because they were also 200-0 in the streets. I was like, yeah, it's a, although, hey, I did see yesterday a local rapper who was going to kill me for years here. There was a guy that had forever like threatened me like nonstop. He died yesterday. I saw on Facebook. So thank God I don't have that stress over me anymore, because for like the last 7 years, he was saying he was going to kill me when he saw me. So I was really sweating it out.
Don, you ever have a guy at the gym walk in like he's a big tough guy and then just get lit up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple of times that idiot's in there telling me how he used to be a pit fighter back in the 80s, and where they're, you know, pit fighting was made up, you know, by Tank Abbott and
how did Don Fry manage to ruin this guy's internet?
15 years before in the ground.
All right. So then the other big fight was this guy, Paddy Pimblett, right?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, man. I still haven't finished the main thing. Hermanson apologized for the whole fight. And he's like, but don't worry, guys. The main event is going to make up for it. And then 15 seconds into the main event, Tom Aspinall's fucking knee blows out and he falls down and the fight's over.
Yeah. No, you're right.
The point I was making.
Oh, got it. Sorry, Greg. Sorry to step on you.
No, it's all right. I just wanted to bring that all the way around because Curtis Blades won, but he was upset. No fight really happened. Although, I will say the difference between Paddy and Tom, Paddy definitely seemed to feed off the crowd, whereas Tom definitely seemed to feel the pressure to win. He got tagged up a few times before that knee went out.
It's just a different kind of guy. So then in the other big fight that was supposed to happen, well, that happened. So there's a guy that twerks, Don. I think we showed you a video of the guy who, after he wins, he starts twerking all over the octagon.
Yeah, Jordan, I think his name is.
Yeah. So he fought this guy, Paddy Pimblett, who, you know, they're saying is like, they're touting him as the next Conor, right? I mean, let's just be honest. He's kind of a big fish, small pond, but exciting, good-looking, young, ripped. But he's just a character. The guy gets, you know, gains 50 pounds, post pictures and lose it, made the weight. I don't know how the hell he made
it. I don't either. Let me tell you something. I saw pictures from the weigh-in and I was like, well, I'll be a goddamn monkey's uncle.
So he fought this guy who's like the big twerker. It was a pretty even fight. Like the first round was pretty even. And then in the second round, Paddy took him down, choked him out, and then it was over. The guy tapped. And then he said he was going to teabag him in the octagon, right? And he kind of did. He kind of did. He like went for the teabag. It was like a half teabag because the guy wasn't laid out. But he did sort of like, and then he won. And then after he won, he made a speech saying, listen, I got to take this more seriously. I didn't really, you know, I let myself not be that disciplined. But also, I guess he had a couple friends that had passed away who had killed themselves that week. He's like, I know the guy's mental health. Talking about your problems isn't cool, but if you have somebody to talk to, please, you know, call your friend or call me, you know, which is very, very sweet. Very nice.
It really was a very beautiful post-fight speech. Now, it almost got me. I mean, I was like,
at the same time, we have to start talking. At the same time, he did just teabag somebody in the eye. So that basically that guy's gonna be the first call. I mean, he went from teabagging a guy to saying that mental health is a problem. It was sort of a weird juxtaposition. But I mean, I gotta say, I was a fan of Paddy before, and I'm a bit bigger fan after the speech. But Sean, what would you do if somebody teabagged you in the octagon?
I don't know, dude. I would probably look for a way to defeat them by terror from that point on over the next 10 years. I don't know. You missed it, Don. Were you there, Don? We were talking about someone tapping someone by terror. It was a great
change. Yeah, that's right. The terror.
Yeah, apparently someone beat someone and the listed win was by terror. And so, probably some teabagging involved in it, I'm guessing.
Oh, but both you guys missed a couple weeks ago, which was my favorite celebration ever. I'm going to see if I can find it. This guy, his name is, what was his name?
Adam, are you employing somebody from Mexico, a former resident of Mexico?
Yes, I am. I think I know what you're getting at. a very nice woman who cleans the house and does a great job. So, yeah.
Look at Don. Don's like, we got it. Ride my horse over and check her papers.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
By the way, the fight that got announced, by the way, is Peter Yan versus Sean O'Malley, which I said looks like a meth ad, an anti-meth ad. These two guys are going at it. Huge step up for Sean O'Malley. But for some reason, I think he's going to win. Don, who do you think wins this fight?
I'll go with the Russian. Hell, you know, he's been pretty damn tough. Every time I've watched him fight, I think he whacks O'Malley's tough, but you know, he gets hit by a bigger guy, it's gonna be a different story.
Greg, who do you think? Greg,
is Sean O'Malley versus who?
Peter Yan. They made that fight.
Oh, that's right. I saw it. I don't know, I like it. I mean, this is definitely for Sean O'Malley, this is where we find out the truth, you know. I mean, if he can beat Peter Yan, you better watch out. But I don't think he beats Peter Yan. I think Peter Yan takes him. But again, the week before, six fights got him right. Last week, fucking shit the bed. So what do I fucking know?
Sean?
You already got Don's opinion.
No, Sean. I said Sean.
I think Yan beats him. If O'Malley beats Yan, I'll be shocked, man. He's definitely the real deal if he beats him, but I don't see it happen. I just wonder what O'Malley did to make the UFC mad, because usually when you go from fighting guys that no one's heard of to, you know, the number one guy or number two guy, like they're doing, you know, to Nate Diaz or whatever, like it's usually that you've pissed him off in some fashion, so...
See, I feel like it's like they built him up. They threw enough dead weight at him. And now they're like, okay, now we got the name value. We wanted to sell some tickets, put him up against someone good, and let's see who he is. I think it's their formula.
It might be close to his contract being up too. So they like to get everyone beat right before they renegotiate. That's usually
right. Exactly.
Usually makes a plan. Lot. They like to.
Exactly. Makes them a lot cheaper on the loss. Yeah. Makes them really a lot cheaper.
Now, the crazy fight, though, again, is Chimaev versus Nate Diaz, because everyone's saying they're throwing ideas. You know, this is his last fight in the UFC. You know, Dan Hardy's like, this is going to be a slaughter. A lot of people are thinking this is just really cruel to do to Nate Diaz. As much as I don't want to believe that, I hope Nate Diaz wins. I mean, if he wins, that the whole universe is going to be flipped upside down, and I'm going to be fucking thrilled. But it's going to be a hard, that's a real tough one. Don, thoughts on that fight?
I got to agree with you, you know. I love the Diaz brothers, would love watching them fight. But, you know, eventually you don't train hard enough and your luck runs out.
Sean?
I think it's kind of it sucks both ways, because Diaz really should be fighting at 55 and Chimaev should be at 185. So he's fighting a way bigger guy. And it is like an absolute fuck you to Nate Diaz. It's ridiculous. They want to hurt him as much as possible because he won't re-sign with them. And the UFC, I'm not kidding you, if they are like a woman scorned when you don't want to re-sign with them or do something their way, they will do anything to ruin your life. Like, they really will. Like, they're trying to – Nate Diaz is going to be just as popular if he gets beat by Chimaev or beats Chimaev. It doesn't matter. Go fight Jake Paul, but they can't. They can't stand it that he wants to leave. Like, they're going to try everything they can to ruin him as much as possible. Which, you think, a guy that had fought 30 times for you and put in that time and sold all the pay per views and for years fought for $20,000, you think you would give him a decent send off? But they want to. I think they're hoping he dies in the cage. Like, that would be ideal for the UFC. So.
I mean,
but the question is, I mean, he didn't have to take the fight. He said no to dozens of fights. I mean, it's the reason we haven't seen him in so long. So, I mean, what was his motivation then to say yes? No,
but when you say no, they just extend your contract another 6 months. So he would never, they would just keep offering him Chimaev, and he keeps saying no, they'll keep him under contract forever, you know? So.
By the way, here's the teabag that he did in the octagon. Just so you know, you can see the after he won, it wasn't a full teabag. It was more of a.
Well, that's the very end of it. But yeah, he dropped it down a little bit. But I think even he was aware that because he just choked the guy out. So I think he was aware that it was going to be fairly disrespectful to keep that going for too long.
Yeah.
There's a limit on teabagging.
There really is. Two dips, any more than that. You know, two is fine. Three is a crime. I think that's the way that goes. Don, what's the ruling on teabagging? How many times would you teabag somebody before it's crime?
Oh, I lost count. You know, once you get going, you know, you get a good rhythm, and then you get certain, you can't get up that fast. You know,
exactly, you're already down. Yeah, you won't finish.
Yeah.
So in UFC Long Island, Puna won a big fight. This is his celebration after the fight. What are you guys thoughts on this?
Oh yeah, who are you?
There's Bruce Buffer in the back laughing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Bruce is laughing, but
I gotta agree with you on the Bruce thing on this one. You see Bruce over there just like,
I think Bruce is salivating would be the more
is,
proper.
Bruce is into it, man. I hate to agree with him, but I mean, he is just like, oh my.
You-hoo.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, he's like, yeah, he's like, well, he knows what he's doing. Like, this
whole goal of this podcast is to like cheer Sean up right now. By the way, so I have a new favorite rapper. I was in Houston, and the Uber driver, like, by the way, my favorite Uber driver is the ones that don't give a fuck. Like, I put my bag in the thing. There's all kinds of toys, kid stuff, like alcohol in like the trunk, you know, of course, no mask. Everything is like, but he was listening to this guy named the Haiti Baby. Have you heard of this guy? And oh, I actually really liked the Haiti Baby. And he went on some radio show and did his, I think he was trolling. But he did some kind of new rap that I never heard before. It got millions and millions of hits. Afterwards, he actually has some great songs, but you guys want to hear his like rap song on the radio show? So here you go.
If there's anything like the Island Boys, definitely.
So here he is. He's from Haiti. So,
by the way, are the Island Boys in rehab yet, or are we still waiting on that?
So his name is...
Only a matter of time.
The Haiti Baby. Hold on, let me try to find this. Yeah, the Island Boys are like... Yeah, I think it's over for them. I think that, you know, but
really, this is shocking. Their talent was immeasurable, and when I say that, it's because there wasn't any.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like this, you know, all these are stunts. Who's your favorite rapper, Don?
Oh my God, there's so many. You know, I just can't pin one down. You know, I'm sorry.
So he was on a show called
Florida Georgia Line. It's a Florida Georgia Line. I think it
is. See, he was on a show called Bootleg Kev. And this is when he starts rapping. This guy's name is the Haiti Baby. I'm telling you, this guy's the next big thing. He's actually a really good rapper. His songs are good, but his freestyle was like next level.
Ready? Okay. Here we go.
Come on.
92.3 shit. Can't hear a thing.
Can't hear it?
Nope.
I think that might be for the best.
Totally.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna. You actually can't hear it, really?
Yeah, no.
Okay, share a screen. Hold on. All right, you guys talk about the fights for now on. Keep going. I'm gonna find this.
Can we talk about the fights coming up this weekend? Because Peña Nunez is coming up this weekend. And listen, you called it last time with Peña, but I don't know that she gets her this time. I'm feeling I think Nunez comes roaring back. Sometimes you just need that loss to remind you you got to work hard.
All right, hold on. Okay.
Trying to bring a lot back.
Are you guys
can hear it now, yeah.
Assets out there, you know.
That's what's up, man. Well, yo, we're gonna have you rap. I know you're making some noise right now, you're doing numbers. You know, I feel like it's only right we had you tap in and show the world why you moving out in Stockton, representing the 209.
Yeah,
let's go, man.
Show you that wolf.
Come on. Real 92.3 shit, Bootleg Cat, DJ Head.
I walked up the mountain like a dragon. I was feeling real high. Feeling like I'm off the alcohol. I know I'm feeling tipsy. I'm a fucking bitch. I'm a little bit of poop. I'm gonna cut up in a dream for the coop. I'm gonna pull up with the blue. Shh, quiet. And he goes, shh, 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 shh. I was thugging on a motherfucking black bat. I was thugging on a box selling crack, crack. You want to go to the sky? I know you're feeling high. I'm so damn amazing. You thought I was fucking blazing. Shh. Ha, 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 ha. I'm walking up, bitch. I'm a dragon. My pants tagging. I feel like Haitian Bin Laden, but I'm in Latin. I might ride on my fucking coffin. This shit is retarded. You know that I started. Shh, quiet, quiet. Trip Haiti, you have to believe in your dreams, Wiseman. You are the chosen one. You are the champ, Wiseman. Do you hear me? Everyone will feel you. I'm gonna swallow the kids, Mike Tyson. I'm all over that place, all over the room. Not on your bitch, all over the room. Pop the helium balloons.
I make a top the mountain like a dragon. I was feeling real high.
I like it when Elmo guests on it.
That's not what you get.
Okay, I think we can probably...
Hold on, you gotta see the guy's face.
Man, she get crimped it.
Hold on, watch.
Got about a second, like a real stick.
I liked it better when we couldn't hear him.
Ha, ha, I'm on fire. I only need a rap and walk into my ad-libs. Watch this. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Damn.
All right.
So what are you thought?
I swear I thought for a minute it was the guy from Police Academy. Remember the guy with all the sound effects? I really thought that was him doing rap. It was golly, that was something else.
Well, that's one way to eliminate a producer is just do all the sound effects yourself. You know?
You got to see me like. I made those same noises when I got my scrotum cut crossing the fence, barbed wire fence.
The comments were like, he just did a Haitian spell on this guy.
Like, yeah.
Really. And that's the that other thing. Crazy. It's like, yeah, the Haiti thing. And then like from Stockton, I'm like, you know, those two places aren't close. Is it his parents from Haiti? Is that what it is? I mean, I don't know. Okay.
He gave himself a Marcus Garvey speech mid-freestyle. Somebody said... He was, and that was still better than whatever. I'm at a loss for words. You use them all, so the guy said afterwards. He goes, this man be telling the voice in his head to be quiet.
My name is Elmo. I guest on this rap.
I don't know. I think it made me laugh so hard. I was at the airport crying, laughing when I saw that.
I want to know where you're finding this stuff. Like, you found the Island Boys, you found this guy. Like, what channel are you watching where you're seeing this?
Island Bay.
All right. So, this is
somewhere they're going. Don't you know who I am?
My food stamps. All right. So, Juliana Pena. Juliana Pena, this week is going to win. She's going to win again. I'm telling you, she got her number in her head. Nunez left her whole camp, started a new camp. And I think that sometimes when you're the bully, like Nunez is, and you beat everybody and someone stands up to you like Pena did, I think she's in her head. I think she's going to win again. Sean.
I don't know, man. I think Nunez will probably come back because it just seemed like everything went right for Pena that night, man. Everything she threw, yes. It was like Nunez's head was a magnet for her punches. Like everything she threw landed. So, I mean, it could be, could happen again, but she fought the perfect fight. So, to do it again would be tough, I think.
Don?
I think the whole thing was a scam. I think Nunez threw it so that she'd get easy. rematch, then she'll win this one, then they'll go for the rubber mat. So it's just money in a bank for both of them.
Damn. I hope not. I hope.
Wow. That really kind of ruins it, Don. Thank you for
this is a rain on your parade report with Don.
All right. You think this shit's real? It's fucking bullshit.
Brandon Moreno taking on Kai Kara France, who's looked great his last couple fights. I mean, Kai Kara France, I didn't think he was.
It's a good card.
That great. He was until I, you know, his last win against Askarov was a great fighter. Knocked out Cody Garbrandt. He lost to Brandon Royval. He lost to Brandon Moreno in the past. I think Moreno wins this fight again. I think Moreno's on a different level right now. Don.
I don't know who it is, buddy. I said this a lot.
Don.
I'd say Moreno. I think he's, despite the outcome of his last fight, I think he's the best 125-pounder there is.
And then Greg?
Thank you for remembering my name. I think it's Moreno too. Coming off that loss, that was a tough loss for him. Lost his title. I think he's refocused. Although Kai Kara France is no joke, man. This is a guy on the come up. This is a guy on win. Honestly, this is not going to be easy for Brandon Moreno, but I think he finds a way to win.
No, I couldn't. By the way, I obviously know your name, Greg, but I was trying to think of someone else's name because my ADHD today is off the charts. But it's a boxing match in football. So that's why it's Adrian Peterson.
Is
fighting Le'Veon Bell.
Now, are we? We're just going to skip right to that.
No, we're going to go to the card.
There's a whole card here.
We're going to go to the rest of the card. But I meant to ask you this earlier. It got postponed for some reason. But who wins this boxing match? Peterson was a great football player, right? It was
unbelievable. One of the greatest of all time. Probably the top five running backs ever to play the game.
And who's this Le'Veon Bell?
Le'Veon Bell was the guy who had the chance to be one of those guys. Didn't like his contract at the Steelers. They wouldn't let him out of it. So he decided to sit out a year. Sat out a whole year from football, thought he'd make a big comeback, and they're like, fine, we're trading you to the fucking Jets. They sent him to the Jets, and the Jets did what the Jets do, which is ruin motherfuckers' careers. So they ruined his career, and now he's just nowhere.
Who wins this boxing match?
Adrian Peterson. Well, Le'Veon's a younger guy with a lot more tread on the tires, but Adrian Peterson is one of the world's all-time great athletes, so I think Adrian Peterson. Plus that, you know, I mean, judging... Okay, I'm not going to make the joke.
Who wins this boxing match?
I go Adrian Peterson just based on his athleticism and being a fan of his. Plus, he whipped his kid's ass a couple times, so I know.
I was going to say, he's got a little more beating experience.
Right, yeah. When he's the hammer, you don't want to be the nail.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it because that's not funny, but Adrian is a fucking, I mean, he's one of the greatest athletes of all time, so I would go with Adrian too.
Well, here's some footage of him boxing, which, by the way, so we'll see you that. And then Don, who wins this fight? Do you know these guys?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know anybody in football anymore. I haven't watched a game since that asshole started taking a knee.
It's been a while. He's out.
And by the way, he's talking about Johnny Unitas. That's how old Don is.
All right, let's go. All right, while I'm loading Adrian Peterson boxing, let's get back to this big card on Friday. Sean, I don't like showing you're upset, man. It makes me upset. Derek Lewis versus Sergei Pavlovich. Pavlovich is 15-1. He's from Russia. His lone loss is to All-Star Overeem by punches at 421 in that fight. That was in 2018. Since then, he's beaten Marcelo Gom, he beat Maurice Green, the guy who knits, and he beat Shamil Abdurakhimov by punches. I think he beats Derek Lewis, and Derek Lewis, I don't know, I think he's fighting for the wrong reasons at this point. He's just, it's a big money grab. I think he kind of lost his hunger. Greg.
I think this is, I don't know, I like the Black Beast in this one. I mean, I just see him as getting the comeback win here. I like versus, I don't know this other guy. I mean, the other guy, I mean, yeah, he's Russian. He's got a longer reach. He's a big, he's a little shorter, but I think he's a little shorter, but I just don't, I don't know where he's going to, I think the, you know, Derek's only got to touch him once. So I don't know. I like Derek in this one.
So here's Adrian Peterson boxing, by the way, guys.
They're the same height, by the way.
How does he look? What do you guys think? Sean, Don, you guys are boxers.
It's terrible.
I was going to say, it's not, you can't tell a whole lot from that.
Don?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Does Adrian Peterson look good right now?
I don't know. I don't know what you did. I don't know what you did to my phone, but it's just going real slow now.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're not really impressed by his boxing skills, Sean?
He looks awful. Oh, my God. It looks like it's
the first time he's ever hit pads. So that's not a good start.
But I got to say, I doubt Le'Veon's bells is going to look much better. I mean, these guys, they spent so much time doing one thing and none of it involved hitting pads. So
you mean that's the way the fast guy was moving? I thought my phone was on the blink.
That was legit.
God.
I know. Oh, that was so bad. I take everything back.
So Lamar Odom is fighting fake Drake. They call him Frake. So there's a guy who's looks like Drake, and he goes into a lot of clubs, and people think he's Drake.
Oh, right. He even tried to get onto the floor in like a basketball game and shit.
It was working in the beginning. But now people are, he gained a lot of weight. People can tell he's not really Drake now. They call
him fat Drake.
They call him Frake, right? Fake Drake. So
what
he's
about this though, Adam.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Beautiful dog.
$10,000 on four legs.
Little mama. Look at that beautiful face. Oh, little mama.
Oh, man. Let me see. I haven't seen it.
That looks really friendly too.
He's got come on, Sean. There you go.
So Lamar Odom is fighting fake Drake in boxing. That's also going on.
Lamar does have a big win over that whatever Carter kid, right? So
he beat Aaron Carter. He also beat J-Lo's second husband, who was like a trainer or something. And now he's fighting fake Drake. So if he wins, he'll be 3-0.
But didn't he almost lose to over-the-counter boner pills?
Yeah. He beat bootleg Viagra.
Yeah.
All right. Also in MMA this week, Alexandra Pantoja, who's 24-5, fighting Alec Perez. That's a good fight. Anthony Smith is fighting Ankalaya.
That's a good fight. That's fun.
Anthony Smith is 36-16. He said his toughest opponent was the meth head who went into his house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Meth's a hell of a drug, baby. Shit.
I hope Smith wins, but Ankalaev is on a fucking tear. I mean, you look at.
I think this is a one rounder, bruh.
Ankalaev beat Thiago Santos. He beat Ozdemir. He beat Nikita Krylov, who looked amazing last week against Gustafsson. He just destroyed Gustafsson. That shouldn't even have been in a fight. I mean, Gustafsson looked terrible. He got knocked out in like 30 seconds, if you guys didn't know. And he beat Kudalaba twice. His last loss was in 2018, was to Marcin Cracino. Who do you think wins this fight? Anthony Smith or Ankalaev? Sean, Don, talk to me.
I'll go Ankalaev, man. I don't know. I think Smith's been on the slide for a while. Anytime someone breaks into your house and you can barely beat them in a fight, that's not a good sign.
Don?
I don't have a clue. I've been watching the Cowboy Channel, watching the Cheyenne Rodeo and all the other rodeos, 100 rodeos, 100 days. So I haven't seen a fight in a while.
All right. Well,
you know what? Hey, listen, that's good promo for them because I didn't even know there was one. So there you go.
Oh, it's great. Great, man. It's
actually not one. He's so high on drugs, he's staring at a blank screen.
Just imagining rodeo.
Exactly. Those horses are just dancing over the bed like a steeplechase. He's just like counting.
Drew Dober's fighting Rafael Alves. That should be a good fight. Drakkar Close, who came to my show last week. With his beautiful girlfriend, Courtney Casey, or I don't know if they're married or what. He's fighting Rafa Garcia. That guy, Dontell Mize, he's the guy that was humping that guy. Remember that guy that was, he was below him. He started like,
yeah,
Remember, like in his face, he started like humping his face while on top of him.
There seems like there's a lot of teabagging and humping going on in MMA lately, man. Like, I don't know. I think we need to maybe reverse course on that and maybe take some of that out of the sport.
I feel it's your fault, Sean.
Right. I can see that.
Hold on. I'll tell you, Maze, if I can find that. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen. And then I actually hit the guy up, and it, he was like saying that he was the one underneath him. It was pretty bad. But yeah,
didn't he get like really pissed about it? Like he was kind of out, and then he was like, "What the fuck?" Lost his shit. Was that that one?
Oh no, maybe it wasn't strike. Maybe he beat him by strikes. There was another guy who got his face humped. Oh no, here it is. No, it is him, right here. So here's it.
There it is. Yep.
Talk about losing by terror. I mean, that's
got. Yeah, I was just saying that's there is no more submissive position than being on bottom in that one.
Yeah.
In the words of the immortal Paris Hilton, that's hot.
You were in a movie with her.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You guys never banged or were you ever close?
No, we were close. Yeah. I mean, friendly during the movie and before that in New York and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I never, you know, there was a minute at the premiere party night where I was like, do I? Nah, I don't think so. Okay.
Damn. Also on the card is Blood Diamond. His name is Blood Diamond. Which is crazy. I mean, you name your kid Blood Diamond, he's got to be a fighter, right? He's supposed to be really like a kickboxer, and he's fighting Orion Koski. But yeah, the whole card is pretty stacked.
So it says his name here is Mike Diamond, which I believe is the smell good plumber. And have you heard of that? Mike Diamond, the smell good plumber. And
no, he's up against,
you've never heard of Mike Diamond, the smell good plumber. No, that's dude. His whole marketing campaign is his plumbers smell good. Oh, did we God. Just see Don? Is Don Fry about to teabag us right here on camera? Is that?
Yes, I am. I'm getting ready to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, that's a good close-up look right there.
He's about to show you his smell good plumbing.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't think it smells good.
So today, Chimaev says he declined a title shot instead to fight Nate Diaz, which is crazy. If you have a title shot, take it, right?
Depends on what it pays, I guess. Right. If you're getting pay-per-view points and Diaz pays more than, obviously, I don't know. I guess maybe some people like to watch what's his name fight, but I don't.
Who's
170 champ? I can't remember.
Usman?
Usman, yeah. Usman, man. Him and I don't know. Unless he's fighting Colby Covington, I have no interest in ever watching him fight. Like, it's just boring, man.
I mean, yeah.
I think he's amazing. I love watching him fight. Especially if it's against, what's his face?
Colby.
Colby, thank you. Colby Covington.
Right. That's what I just said.
Did you really?
I said I only have interest in watching him fight Colby. Those fights are amazing, but I don't like to watch him fight really anybody else.
Oh, so, okay. Sorry. Then I just agreed with you.
Yes, that's right.
So Dan Hardy.
I was looking down trying to find the fight right here. Thank you.
But Dan Hardy, a guy that I used to train with, great guy. He says that he says that he thinks that you – I'm serious.
How long have you trained with Dan Hardy? What is this? How long?
6 months.
Did you really?
He was in wrestling. He was my wrestling partner. If you look at this documentary where he says, I was his coach when he fought GSP, his wrestling coach, which I wasn't his coach. I was his training partner, but yeah.
Is that why he lost?
He pretty much.
I was going to say, that would explain why he got dominated.
He got out-wrestled 50 to 45 every single time. I'm not going to prepare him for GSP, but he said it, I swear. Hold on.
All right.
All right. So he says that someone should be pressing charges for the Chimaev fight. Because it's going to be such a fucking one-sided beatdown.
Is he trying to motivate somebody? That's what that sounds like.
So, hold on.
I think it's going to be closer than people think. Diaz usually is never in a one-sided fight. You know what I mean? He hangs in there, man. But it's I think he'll lose, but I think he can take it to a decision. So,
do you think they'll stay on the feet?
I think as good a wrestler as Chimaev is, he'll have him on the ground anytime he wants to keep him there, man. Like,
right, and that's why I think they're saying it, because I think he takes him down pretty early, and I think that'll be the end of the fight. I mean, I agree. I hate to agree with Dan Hardy, but I don't think it'll take too – I mean, once he gets him on the ground, I don't know that Diaz is going to be able to get back up, because it's not the kind of fighter he is. Not that he can't fight, not that he's not a black belt in jiu-jitsu. I know all that business. But just that's not the fighting style he goes in there wanting to do. You know,
yeah, I think people are going to be surprised at how much bigger Chimaev is than Diaz once they're in there. I think it's actually going to be shocking to see him, because Chimaev he's really big for 170, man, and Diaz is pretty small for 170. So
there you go.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, man, this is one of those things. I'm going to be going with my, like, who I want to win. You know, I just, it'll be a great.
Can you imagine if Diaz knocked him out, how funny that would be? I would be laughing for days, man. That would be the funniest thing ever.
I tell you what, if he's going to knock him out, he's got to do it early.
Yeah. Don't
let him get you to the ground. He's got to fucking punch him up early. And you know what? Once he starts punching him up, the first thing he's going to do is try and take him to the ground. So, I mean, right. He's got, I mean, those, it's, if he's going to knock him out, it's got to be fast. He's not going to have a lot of chances at that.
We'll hope. It'd be great.
All right. So, yeah, no, there's a video I'll play. I can't find it, of Dan Hardy saying that I was his wrestling. Oh, who cares? Anyway. Don.
Was it right after his fight with GSP? Like, well, what do you want? Adam Hunter's my wrestling coach. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
Was that when he said it, or was it before going in?
It was actually during the fight. It was while he was getting taken down.
Yeah, Adam's my coach. What do you want from me?
He's like, my wrestling coach is a comedian. No wonder my wrestling's a joke.
Dude, I couldn't believe it. Like, he had zero, like, his wrestling, but he would go with the best guys every time. Like, he would always go with the best black belt when he was a white belt. Like, he had no ego about him, and his striking was insane. But his wrestling was like, he had no wrestling. I mean, he was like, you know.
He didn't have any wrestling after the fight either.
Yeah. Right here, look. Hold on.
He's fixing his hair. Got it.
Can you hear it?
No.
All right, hold on. It's a show called What Went Down, right? Which was
What Went Wrong.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It should be called What Went Wrong.
You guys are dicks, man. So this is like my one claim to fame. Dude, my wife didn't believe it either. When I like told her, I'm like, he mentioned me on a thing. She's like, what? Why were you his wrestling? I'm like, dude, my wife thinks that like I like won a race or something. She's like, oh, you won a race in high school? I was like, I was a four-time. Anyway, here we. So, what was I talking about? Yeah, so Dan Hardy, he says, Chimaev says, by the way, tell skinny boy Nate Diaz to show up. I'm gonna show who's the real gangster. He says he's the real gangster. I don't know.
Yeah. I think they're both gangsters. They just move different products.
Yeah. One is Chechen. I think gangsters are a little different in Chechnya. Yeah. Right.
Hold on. Exactly.
Hold on. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Can you guys hear it?
Yep. We can see it.
This show. They know each other very, very well. George St. Pierre. And our very own Dan Hardy.
This was all expected. Fortunately, I had Matt Serra working with me with three of his really good black belts. I had the 10 Planet guys working with me. I had a couple of guys over in California as well, a guy called Sean Guthridge, who was one of my wrestling buddies. And another guy called Adam Hunter, who's now a successful comedian, who's actually a great wrestler as well. So I had guys around. The problem was I couldn't find one person that could replicate everything that George could do.
Boom. See? Hello?
Did he say your name or did he just say comedian?
Yeah, he's a comedian.
I didn't hear your name. I heard him.
Thank you, Don. I didn't hear your name either.
Oh, hold on.
Also,
hold
this
on.
Comedian who's
right,
pretty
we're
good.
We're going to go back. Assholes. All right, we're going to go back to that. Hold on.
Well, he said it was a successful comedian, so we know he wasn't talking about Sean.
Yeah.
By the way, I love the way he says that while they show a clip of him getting absolutely submitted from behind.
Okay, hold on. He didn't get submitted. It went five rounds.
In the clip, he's getting completely dominant. Yeah,
he did get dominated. Watch, hold on.
Yeah, there's what. What did you teach him?
Right here, wrestling buddies. And another guy called Adam Hunter is now a successful comedian, a great wrestler as well. So I had guys around. The problem was I couldn't find one person.
There you go. Boom. All right.
And look at your work. Look at your handiwork in the video. The guy's getting completely getting completely taken from behind. Like, and this guy, Adam Hunter, you know.
My rest.
You know, some guys will pull guard, you know, to get the fight to the ground. He pulled back.
He pulled back. He pulled back and throat and body.
Wait. He didn't get pinned.
He didn't get pinned. He's like, my wrestling coach was a comedian. That's not never great when the guy says my wrestling coach was a comedian. So by the way, there was a fight last week. Paul Craig. You guys watched the Paul Craig?
Yeah.
So he fought this badass fighter but Paul Craig kept pulling guard. I mean, and the dude was just not gonna do it. Like,
yeah,
entire fight, Paul Craig lost the Bear Jew, and I was rooting for him because he's the Bear Jew. But he just, at a certain point, you have to have a plan B. You can't.
Yeah, it was very awkward.
And then Amir Khani, who I love because he got a blowjob while doing an interview with us. But he just has to figure out his gas tank because it seems like
how long did it take you to finish that?
It was good because I grabbed the balls and then what happened was there was a picture of you, so he was able to the nut while looking at you.
Of course.
Yes. My wife and I, we role play. I'm always down fry in the bedroom. I put on a mustache, and then I actually put an IV in too. So
if you could grow a mustache, you know, then you wouldn't have to keep one on.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that.
He also gets one of those fake muscle shirts and the whole thing. It's very sexy.
Yeah.
Very, very, very sexy. By the way, was
penis extension.
Was what's the name of that guy?
A dick sleeve.
By the way, was the guy from Star Trek a nice guy, Don?
Kevin Kirk?
Yeah.
He didn't speak to anybody on set the whole time.
Come on. William.
So, no, Shatner. He was a dick.
Yeah. So, Shatner was a dick.
Which, by the way, this is not contrary to what people have said about him for decades. So,
right.
Did you ever hear about when they did the roast of William Shatner? And I guess his wife had drowned in a pool like 2 weeks before the roast, and they had to tell the comedians no jokes about his wife drowning. And people were like, "Oh man, you can't say anything anymore." Like all the comedians were like, they were like upset they couldn't make jokes about his wife drowning. And like everybody was like, "Dude, are you serious? You were going to write a joke like that?" So, I
feel like that'd be one of those things you'd go and postpone.
Greg, right. The worst roast that me and you did. Remember, we did the one with Octomom. We roasted Octomom.
Yes, yes.
So we roasted Octomom and like a bunch of the mistresses for Tiger Woods and Mel Gibson and Tila Tequila and like the couple that crashed the White House. Right? We were trying to do a reality show with them because I knew the manager who managed all of them. Now she manages Honey Boo Boo, and also she manages the Gorilla Glue girl, the girl who got her hair stuck to Gorilla Glue. Anyway, so. Well,
that woman's career as a manager has clearly accelerated.
She needs to sign that little rapper guy you were just showing us. And I think she would be her key to the top if she'd get hold of him early.
So anyway.
A little bit more hard work, she might be able to sign Adam.
You know what?
So anyway.
You know
what
the thing is, but she'll sign Adam as a wrestling coach. You know, The thing is, it's so funny that when you first started playing the video, we thought we were having audio issues. Then you actually queued it up. It's like, nope, that was the shit sounds he was making.
So,
right. Yeah.
So Sean, so anyway, we roasted the Octomom and them. They thought they were being honored. Like they didn't know it was a roast. Like they thought we were just giving them an award or something. Somehow it didn't get. So now they're
I can see how she can make that mistake.
So now they're on stage and every rapper just starts, every comedian starts shitting on all of them. They wanted to fight the comedians. It went so bad.
Yeah, I remember it going real good.
That's one of those
pilots that I'm like, okay, please don't ever air. Please.
did they think they were being honored for having sex with Tiger Woods? Like, what did they think the honor was? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what had they done to achieve an honor?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the high point in their life, you know, so.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, a whore's a whore.
I remember that when there was a theme song, a whore is a whore, of course, of course. And anyone can fuck a whore, of course. But if you fuck the whore some more, that whore just might be fucking Don.
Don's ex-wife.
That was Don's ex-wife.
Well, Sean, I know you got to go, right? You got to go trial.
Yeah, I gotta go borrow a bunch of money from a bank. So,
got it.
It's a long story.
Go, sir. Go.
Now, when you borrow money from a bank, do you show them your businesses, like your dogs and your steroids?
No. They just take my word for it. I'm doing a home equity line of credit because, like a genius, I bought a house and put, you know, a couple $100,000 into it, assuming interest rates would stay low, like every person in the world forecasts who is a financial genius. Like, and then when your guy's buddy Biden got in office and interest rates tripled in a 72-hour period, it kind of threw a little bit of a wrench in my plan. So I have to move some things around. So, yeah, I went from a 3% interest rate on my house to now I'm borrowing money on a home equity line of credit at about 8%. So it didn't work out quite as well, but at least there's no inflation. So
fucking Biden.
Greg, what do you got coming up?
Let me see. Next month, I will be in Las Vegas at the Strat at the LA Comedy Club. I'll be headlining in August. What is this? I think it's the 8th through the 13th. I will be there. And then I'll be in El Paso, Texas at the Comic Strip, the 25th through the 28th. So that's what we have coming up in August. This weekend I'll be in Mexico, but I doubt anybody will be able to come out to those shows.
What do you got coming up?
I got physical rehab in about an hour, so I got to get my shit together and get over there and, you know, and fall down a few times and, you know, act like I used to be an athlete.
The best.
Adam can coach you on that.
Yeah.
Most of the guys Adam coached in wrestling fall down a lot.
They used to be an athlete.
Meanwhile, Sean came to my wrestling practice and didn't know one move. The middle school. Like he was after the UFC, he didn't know. He's like, oh, that's a double leg.
Adam's like, you got anything you want to show them? I'm like, I don't know anything about wrestling. I don't know the rules. Like, I have no idea.
So. I'm like, anything you want to show them?
What?
He like remember the time like three that, vials and like fucking.
When does Bubba Jenkins fight again? It's got to be coming up pretty soon, right?
Yeah. Bubba Jenkins fighting in a couple weeks.
But so Bubba, when he was on the show, he brought his son Dream to the studio.
Yeah,
and he's like, I've been teaching, and Dream was like 2 years old too, and he's like, I've been teaching him how to wrestle, and he goes, Dream, throw a double leg, and Dream looks around at everybody on the show and goes right at me. He's like, okay, that's the one I can take down. And tries, and this 2 year old, this 2 year old's trying to double leg me. And I'm like, the fuck am I supposed to do here, man?
That was so bad.
Kid almost Greg got started,
Greg started looking to his coach Adam and was like, what? I don't know what to do. And he got taken down.
Exactly.
This Friday night, I will be at the OB Comedy Club in Ocean Beach in a wrestling ring. I'm doing comedy in a wrestling ring this Friday night.
And coaching?
No, I'm actually, it's in a wrestling ring and they have a stand-up comedy show in it. So.
Naturally.
Sounds like it's going to smell great.
And then I will be at the Microsoft Theater August 13th, opening for Russell Peters.
Nice.
Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. And Dallas House of Comedy. August 20th.
Yeah, what time?
Thanks, Don.
Yeah, what time anyway,
you guys have been great.
What time is
you guys? I don't think Don knows the show's over. All right, take
care. I think the show's over. Good night, guys.